I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Art has brought in an insect collection. Mm-hmm. This is what an A collection looks like.
Huh? This is an A collection. That's right. Everything is properly mounted, labeled, and identified.
I can barely read these things.
That's four font. Well, there's a lot of information. You got to get into a relatively small space, but every one of those labels gives you the country, the state, the county, or city, a specific locality, the latitude and longitude, the date of collection, the name of the collector, and the method of collection.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the first category up here, Diptera, flies and mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the most difficult one there to mount?
Well, I didn't do these, but I imagine the smaller ones are the ones that are most challenging to mount. This little guy right here is Drosophila.
Oh, my God. That's the
classic fruit fly that's hovering over your fruit bowls, or was, earlier this year, and that's also the most intensely studied organism on the planet.
I didn't even recognize that as a bug. I thought it had fallen off the...
No, it's all there.
And can you read that label?
The locality label? Sure. It was collected in the city of Richmond, Robbins Hall, August 30th, 2011.
How do you suppose they've caught that one?
I imagine by hand. It even says on the label, by hand.
Well, you didn't read the entire label then, did you?
I'm sorry.
Well, there's a lot of information on that
label. I'm new here. Well, that's the whole idea. And then there's a second label underneath that says Order Diptera, which is the order for flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and midges, and it's the family Drosophilidae.
And the bug itself is only slightly larger than the head of the pin.
Yeah, it's less than 2 millimeters long.
There's everyone's favorite, the Blatodea.
Cockroaches? Yeah, we've got some wood roaches there. We have an oriental cockroach and the American cockroach. And these two paler specimens here are male wood roaches. That is a native species, and if you find those in your home, they're lost.
Well, short of taking an entomology class, how does one get started in collecting insects?
Oh, well, there are books out there and websites that will instruct you on how to do it and where to find the...
Materials.
The field guide that we keep talking about at the end of this program has all the basic information and will certainly help get you started.
And the clubs around the...
You know, Virginia is a little weak in terms of entomological clubs and societies. There is the Virginia Butterfly Society, but they are not really geared toward collectors. They're more geared toward people who are interested in butterfly gardening and raising butterflies. But there is the Entomological Society of Washington that meets once a month at the National Museum of Natural History. And there is an entomology club at Virginia Tech. We can take a look at another one here.
Yes.
Here are my favorites.
My click beetle.
Yeah, that's your eyed click beetle?
Yep.
And order Coleoptera, but I just love looking at beetles. I mean, I could look at beetle collections all day, especially a beautifully prepared collection where the legs and the wings and the antennae aren't going every which direction.
We'll post a couple of pictures of this up on the website and you can take a look at an A collection.
Good idea.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.